How much money do you got? Are you faking how much money you got, or can you put a backpack with a pair of jeans in your fucking flight and go, oh, hey, guys, thanks. Thanks, I don't have to wear this gay fucking outfit like I'm about to go hang out with Siegfried and Roy and pretend I'm a fucking lion.
Why are you sitting on the ground?
This is where I live, little man.
Hey, we gotta get going, pal.
Why?
Well, in retrospect, I made some really bad choices after high school.
Yeah, we gotta get going, buddy.
Why?
Well, this was during the so-called disco era, but for me, it was more the doing mushrooms era.
Oh, okay, we're gonna miss breakfast.
Why?
I never really thought about that, kid. I mean, I was never Mr. Popularity in high school, and I watched Fantasia a lot.
This is the 50 Shades of Boucher podcast.
I don't know why I'm breathing weird. I'm sitting with my back leaned up, obviously against the chair, but kind of, it's a broken chair. It's like a broken computer chair. So I don't know why that scares me. There's literally no reason for a power button on your mixer. At least mine doesn't matter if it's turned on or not. $100 mixer is not the best way to go. So anyways, besides telling you guys how I sat in a fucking chair for the last minute, been a good week. A little college football's back. Just made a tweet about that. Saw a bunch of privileged whites take a big fucking L down their ass. And Travis Hunter said, fuck you to the first row on the goal line at the TCU-Colorado game. Some kids are fucking, some white boys. And this is, you have to be described as white boy. Like, you don't get to be like these gentlemen, these fans. Like, if you want to be a fucking harem, a flock, I don't know what you call them, a clan. I mean, kind of, a bunch of dudes in expensive college football jerseys screams white. I mean, let's just, rowdy, expensive, like, flashy dudes. At like on a Saturday morning, white. I mean, and it sucks. Have you ever been to a game where you're not one of those dudes? It's the fucking worst. And I got to imagine it only goes like, it only gets exponentially worse the higher the credit score goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, how hard is your plastic? It's probably a thing. I mean, and the only reason I say that is because I'm looking at buying tickets, and they're not, college football isn't the most expensive, but you get into like TCU and shit, that shit's expensive. Like, I'm betting it's up there with like, it's a high ticket. Now, there's student section, okay. This wasn't student section. This was like, our daddy bought this for us kind of shit. We all picked these tickets away from the student section. And even if it was, those are the worst ones. The ones that get there, probably camp out the night before. And then they fucking sit there and they tell you how much they love the fucking game. Even though they get so fucking trash, they can barely tell you what happened. And then they just act as if like their school is the shit. Like, that's the other thing too, is like, just, I hate when like, oh, the number one prospect in the entire country, he's a bust. Shut the fuck up, Alex. I don't know why I used Alex. Shut the fuck up, Kingston. You're fucking, it's the most annoying thing. It's like, you have, like, even when you're in college, yes, you're supposed to rowdy that fucker up. But to be like, you're a bust, it's like you're sitting on the fucking, you're in, come on, man. You're sitting in the fucking stands. And then that man did that in front of you. He literally cucked you in front of however many fans sit in TCU Stadium. I don't know why I'm going off on that. I wanted to go off on Nina Agdal having a video out. And first off, my eyes are terrible, so you can't judge me for having bad eyesight. But from the videos that were popping on Twitter, allegedly, Nina Agdal, a lookalike or whatever, we're just going to call her NG. That's not even her right name, so that's perfect. NG was sucking a thick white one. I mean, What I would want these guys to have to go back and suck at their gay frat boy gay shit is the one penis the not Nina Agdal was sucking. I mean, look, the two hand thing, okay, like that's all. It's a pipe. It was so insane. Like, even if she's had, so, okay, well, fuck the frat boys, they're gay, whatever, fuck them, I hope they're not using PrEP this weekend or some shit. Nina Agdal, or not Nina Agdal, but we'll start with actual Nina Agdal, and then supposed, alleged, probably not, but if it is, holy shit, Nina Agdal. Supposedly, I mean, high body count. Okay, and that's a no-no to talk about in today's world, especially use it as like a ha-ha, because it's empowering to sleep with that many men. You can't be called out on it because it doesn't lower your value as a woman. I mean, it is kind of funny to think of marrying the woman that says anybody can get it if you've got a bag. And it just, and even if you're into it, whatever, like, I don't give a shit, but I think as a dude, I definitely, if it was like Leonardo DiCaprio, all these other stars, and now granted, that's like 1% of 1% of women, right? Like the women who actually date Leo and even in, not even, I'm not even in that, like, there's not even, oh, it's two universes away. It's not even like in a different world. It's a couple different away. It's a whole fucking, it's on the other side of the multiverse. But to just be even like, they all start looking hot. Like once you get up there, there's the ugliest of the hot, and that's all based on what you think. It has nothing to do with their actual like it's all just whatever. And sure, this chick is a very good looking woman. Yes. Now if she was. I just assume she talks to men. If there's like something about like needing that much cock and being around and you're in a lifestyle in which other men can easily show you their wealth, and if that's something that turns you on, then I would think that would cause a problem when you're around wealthy situations. That's the only thing I could imagine would be the real suckish thing about that chick, is that you could have the coolest blue Lambo, but what if somebody had two green cool Lambos? Then what? Like, That's that whole gross world, right? Like, where I think everyone says, and trust me, if I had a chance to be a fucking billionaire, I would. But I bet you that world sucks. I'll bet you it's just a bunch of women who want to marry you for half a second, get fucking money, and bail. So it's just an endless suck fest of fake people, you know? And even fucking Logan, like, fuck that guy. Fuck you. They said it on Skanks and shit too, but fuck you for fucking wearing your pro outfit to your fucking brother's boxing match. Like, you couldn't fucking change. How fucking long's the flight? How much money do you got? Are you faking how much money you got, or can you put a backpack with a pair of jeans in your fucking flight and go, oh, hey guys, thanks. Thanks, I don't have to wear this gay fucking outfit like I'm about to go hang out with Siegfried and Roy and pretend I'm a fucking lion. You fucking, yuck. Just to be like content. You fucking get married, content. You fucking watch dead bodies in the forest, content. You fucking have this whole fucking fight bullshit with dudes who don't give a fuck about beating you, but only want to make the money and don't fucking. I'm sure in the contracts it's fucked up to fucking win that fight. Sure, it's a lot easier just to go with the promotion and fucking, you guys are boxers. Just fucking, they're so gay. I just wish they'd island boy out and just start kissing. Jake and Logan Paul, just start kissing. Just touch each other's belly buttons and see where it goes from there. You know, just wet your finger and throw it in there and see what happens. Maybe kiss. And you'll be like the united fucking, you'll be like the karma sign or whatever the fuck it is, yin and yang. You guys could be butt and fuck. It'd be really sick. It'd be really cool. I don't think the internet, you want to be popular, really popular? I'll be popular. go fucking suck and fuck each other on the internet. Make like an endless loop. If the Paul brothers right now sucked each other off simultaneously, I believe we would have a cataclysmic event and it would restart humanity. I think that would be the, all right, here we go, shut her down. And who knows, maybe that's like the thing, like the internet, you know, like the life hack where it's like the thing in the beef jerky that says don't eat, but like the joke on the meme was, if you eat it, that's when like you get transcended to like the next step being like, good, this was the step where you don't obey that rule. Like it says, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like there to be like, no, it'll kill you. But like, if you eat it, it actually like brings you to like the next like point of like living, like the higher dimension shit. Like if you there's like levels of like, awareness, and it brings you to the next one being like, you found out the surrounding was bullshit. You also found this like little hidden door where it's like, you know, it's obviously like the only people. Yeah, it's a whole fucking weird idea. It's really fucked up. Like things like that, though, you know, or like falling through a trap door, and then like that is like the door that's like where people just like when people go missing. Like that's a theory that like you just enter a part that like is like a glitch in the system, and now you're off. Remember that Call of Duty wall? You could jump into the wall and people couldn't shoot you, but you could shoot people from there. Like that kind of thing. And then if you went too far, you'd fall off the map. Maybe there's something with there. I don't know. It's a weird Sunday morning or Monday morning. Happy Memorial Day. Or whatever day is the one in September. I don't know. That's quite the turn though. TCU, TCU football game, TCU fan homos. And then right into Nina Agdal, not Nina Agdal, well, the Nina Agdal, not Nina Agdal controversy of the video that came out that Dylan Danis hadn't released yet. So who knows if that's even the one, but I got to imagine that's one of them. But it is a hard sell to tell me that is not her. Now, again, they're proving it wrong, so I'm wrong. Okay, there's nothing, I just want to make sure, because they're being weird about this, and I could, who knows about the fucking Paul dudes. Maybe the button fuck suck comments, get back to them. I once tweeted to the Island Boys, they saw it, or not tweeted, I said, fuck these soulless fucking homos, or something like that. And, like, they were, like, number 9 on seeing it, and I was like, I'm gonna delete this now, like, they, ugh. I don't want that. Who knows what happens there? Like, I didn't think anything happens. Usually you're just talking shit. And at least tweets, you can't see who sees it. And when I saw both of them saw that, I was like, I got pictures of my kids on my fucking Instagram. Oh, no. And I had, like, a panic, and I was like, I gotta take this off. This is a bad look. But yeah, it makes you think. That's one of those moments where when you say it, you're like, oh no, I forgot how bad I felt after doing that, because I was like, this is scary. What if they were like Epstein fucking sons? And then I'm just sitting there being an asshole and like, okay, motherfucker, we'll see you in 3 years. It's like, whew. They go back to a life of fucking weird kissing each other and doing shit for other people instead of pretending to be fake rappers who wear pants and hot tubs and shit. It's just a whole weird vibe, you know? It's a whole weird vibe. And then to have the whole video of of him saying he sold his soul, you know, I sold my soul. And he was like, you can offer up someone else's or yours. And he said he couldn't do that, so he had to give up his. It's a whole fucking thing. It's strange. All that shit's strange. That's why I said soulless. I think I call them soulless pussies. But they were, I don't know. I'm sure they're nice guys. I'm sure they're a blast to hang out with when they're not. You know, I think just anybody. Like, look, I'm conceited, but I'm getting better about this podcast. I mean, it's We're in the bads. Now, granted, the last two episodes have been pretty gay. So the titles may shoo some people off. I can understand that. You talk about AIDS and you got, what was the other one? Oh, the eating his butthole. I can understand how it's a hard one to come back to. I'm trying to get some guests on. I'm even trying to get back to like some of the older guests, but I said when people laugh when I joke about this podcast being like AIDS, it's like people fuck around with it and then all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, it's like I just don't get I don't know. I fuck around a lot on here, but like it sucks because I think when I try to do other people's shit, I think I'm trying to be as excited as I can. So just a bummer. Just a bummer when you try to get people on and it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, you know, if we see each other, there's no problem to be like so nice about it. And then you can just say no, like, you know, I'll tell you, I'll fucking do anything. So I've tried. There's so many people. I've said this so many times. There's so many people's podcasts, not so many people's. Well, there's at least a handful of fucking podcasts I've done that just haven't came out. And it's so funny. But anyways, I'm trying to get guests. But I do have Jody B coming in. He'll be pretty regular. Not sure how regular at this point. We're still talking about what we'll do. You know, I'm still going to do these. I'm actually going to start making, I think I've mentioned this a couple times on here, but I'm actually going to start doing like mini-series. So like, just because I need to branch out and start doing other things and I want to start having other material, I guess. So not giving up these podcasts, I'm still going to do these. I really like doing the solos now. Getting better and I can't give up. Like, I like that it's like there's a takes a turn for like, oh, he did a football one, he's been interviewing people from space, oh, the butthole one, god damn it, Bobby, like it's fine with me. So I like having the fuck around episodes, but I'm gonna do a fantasy football one, I know, but I'll keep it as me as possible about fantasy football, but I'm gonna try to mix in that I actually know some shit. I gotta show that I actually I'm not just a complete jackass. So anyways, doing that with my buddy Spar. He'll call in. I'm going to make an intro after this podcast. Made an intro for this podcast. I'm very excited. Like I said on Twitter, we're into the Tron era of this podcast. Well, before I forget, so Spar's coming on. Might use a, I don't know. Might use a old, I've got some shit in my bag. I've got some things I never used. So we'll see. But it'll be, you know, it'll be kind of like me and Spar pretty much doing fantasy, talking about our fantasy league. Who knows about NFL news and shit. I'm sure all that kind of plays into it if you're going to talk fantasy. So, and we'll try to have those out relatively like maybe right before waivers or, you know, like a Wednesday or something. You know, it'll be Tuesdays, I think, when we do them. So, so we'll have to figure that out. But it'll be fun. So we'll start, do our first episode tomorrow. I'll try to have that out this week. What else here? All right, so I know the kids are up, so I wasted some time here doing my intro, but I got into the Tron thing. I'm gonna try to do some more intros too. I don't know. It's kind of fun, but I gotta find like music from like backgrounds of video games and shit and shit. I don't want to get sued for. So like, not like well known. Like, you're not gonna be sitting here with a promo going like that kind of shit. I was me trying to do the Mario thing. That's better. It might also be the starting theme song of Arthur. So don't get, you know, you got to keep them on their toes. The AI bots looking for that copyright. I haven't gotten a stricken notice for that first one I did with, or the intro. not the intro, but the, like, kind of, I guess, I don't know, rap song or something. I don't know what I did. It was, it was Tron. It was 2 Tron. I think that's what got me into the Tron era. I was sitting there like, this is a good fucking song. It's also one of the better scenes is dude meeting the, I think, I know he's Zeus. So if you ever watch Tron, it's like a whole thing. But, the caster, yeah, caster. It's the caster thing. We could watch that. Fuck it. What are they going to do? I don't think they're going to get mad. I was going to show you the Big Daddy scene, but you heard it in the beginning of the movie. Everyone's seen it. End of the line, Tron. Let's type that in again. Ugh, I can barely reach. Here we go.
It is happening.
This movie kicks fucking ass. So, for reference, Tron is this whole video game. You can actually somehow the creator gets put into the game. Never seen the first one. Probably fucks me up. Second one is the son going into accidentally finds him as well. Anyways, and it's all based in like new technology stuff. This is like a, so the game is like this whole futuristic world of new people that it's a cool storyline. Anyways, this scene, he walks in, there's a chick, she's not really a chick, but she's a fucking computer figuration of a chick, and she's hot, she's got a little thick bottom, she's hot, just hot, I mean, and you'll hear, and it's, the dude's hot, and I've worked with somebody who's related to this guy. So, anyways, let's continue. Also, one of the greatest entrances of all time is just them walking up and... God damn, the coffee's getting to me. Also, it's not a great... It's not a powerful stance I was sitting in. So, anyways, now they're walking into this, like, club thing, and all these people are starting to notice that he's him. He is him. And she grabs him by the arm. So... Everyone's looking at him.
Relax. They're occupied. His name is Caster. You want to speak to Zeus, you're going to have to go through him.
Where's your sense of humor, my friend?
All right, it's just this vibe, this neon, like, light thing vibe. And this dude plays the hell out of this role. I don't know if I've done this before, but...
Programs are disappearing, Caster. Soon none of us will be left. Zeus can unite the factions, foment revolution.
Why, of course Zeus can do these things.
And grant me an audience.
Your enthusiasm is intoxicating, my dear Barthik. But Zeus's time is precious. We shall see.
And there's already, like, a whole vibe of the movie. Like, shit's going bad. Something's off. There's this, you know, sinister feel to it or whatever.
I brought your boyfriend.
If you'll excuse me for a moment, I have to, attend to something.
Gosh, this chick is so hot.
Courtesy of the End of Line Club.
It is happening.
Come away from these primitive functions. The son of Flynn. Of all the innumerable possibilities, he has to walk into mine.
Libations for everybody! I'm Caster, your host, provider of any and all entertainments and diversions at your service.
I'm looking for Zeus.
Indeed, many are.
Where can I find him?
This, pretty miss, is a conversation best had behind closed doors. Perhaps we should retire to my private lounge. Oh, I designed it myself, you know.
It's true.
I'm stepping away for a moment, boys. Change the scheme, alter the mood.
electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
Thank you.
Jem. My name is Jem.
Ugh. So, I know, I'm nerding out. I had to play that whole thing, because I love it. I don't know what about it. It's the whole vibe of the movie. I watched it, like, autistically, I would watch this movie when it came on. When we got DirecTV, and we had, like, HBO and shit, Showtime, whoop, baby. As much as I was trying to stay up late to watch the Skinamax, I was watching the fucking movies. And I did it over and over and over again. So, I mean, some of these, like, what the hell is it? Sci-fi movies got me. And I didn't even know I was into the sci-fi movies. But what's the other one? Michael Bay did it. It's about clones. Has Ewan McGregor. I can't remember now. Anyways, just clone movie. He's actually in quite a... He's also in Attack of the Clones. Why is Ewan McGregor always talking about clones? I don't like that. I don't like that he's just always kind of the face of clones or, why is Ewan McGregor twice now? He's fought clones. He's fought four clones? I don't know how that works in Star Wars. It's a bunch of clones who attacked him. Attack of the Clones. This is quite the conundrum. You didn't think you'd find yourself into that polymorphic question right there. Did you, towards the end of this podcast? With everything had being said, even I wish I could show you videos of, like, a little, you know, whatever. I mean, go look up on Twitter the size of the fucking penis that's not Nina Agdahl sucking. Not Nina Agdahl. Nuts. Nuts that that's even a fucking thing. Dudes who have that dick, fuck you. Like, don't bitch about shit. You don't have anything to be fucking mad about in the fucking world. Fuck you. All right, that's my send off. Fuck you, big men with white dicks. Fuck you, white men with big white dicks. That's what I meant to say. All right. I'm just kidding.